to put a call in to Seltzer. He's going to be back in about a half an hour, but I'm a little bit worried about that dateline, so I put another call in to Walker Stone. In the meanwhile, UPI call. Helen Thomas nabbed me the minute I got back in the hotel lobby. And I said, well, it's necessarily, Helen. I said, the White House would, as such, would have absolutely no comment on such a story. I said, but now, I said, let me just tell you this. I said, on your advisory, I said, what you can say is that a source close. And I said, no identification of the White House whatsoever, but a source close to the company says that there is absolutely no truth to the story that the company has any interest in pay television in Cleveland.
Never heard of it.
Well, that's exactly what I told her. And I said, but I said, under no circumstances there is to be any White House identification. She said, that's all I need, Max. She said, thank you very much.
Be positive that she knows that you, that the White, that we never heard of it, anybody connected with it.
I did.
Just tell her you've checked the trustees and the management, and they never heard of it, and the Johnsons never heard of it. It's fabricated full cloth.
I told her that from top to bottom.
Good. All right.
And as a matter of fact, Doug Cornell was standing there with her when he asked me, and I said, Doug said, okay. He said, if I get a query on it, I'll handle it the same way. And I told him both the same thing, and I'm trying to get in touch with Walker Stone now.
Well, I'd let Walker go because I guess that if you'd answered UP, he won't know, but Seltzer, you can get in 30 minutes. I'd just cancel it to Walker.
All right.
Because he may blow it up a little. He had a pretty mean editorial.
All right.
Okay.
Sir.